Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Steve. 10 in the morning now, 8:47 here on this Tuesday morning. Three big things. Sanctuary County Commissioner Lacey Cruz proposes solar panels to power the county's tag offices.
Two.
Chemical leak closes roads in Andale. No injuries reported.
One.
Congress returns to Washington. Gun legislation is on the agenda. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic this morning, we've got some bad news out there. If you haven't heard yet this morning, the gasoline prices, well, they started going up yesterday, anywhere from 10 to 15 cents a gallon. So what we're looking at today, $2.29 a gallon for gasoline here in the Wichita area. Traffic on KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Located downtown at Market and Waterman and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Partly cloudy with a 20% chance for rain today and a high of 88 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 73. Wednesday, sunny, tomorrow's high 89. Now a cloudy sky, south wind at 13 miles per hour and 75 degrees. 8:49 now, Steve and Ted on KNSS. Today's health topic, aging.
This is House Call for Health. It may be possible to reverse your biological clock. In other words, your body could get younger as you get older. This may sound like science fiction, but a new study in the journal Nature reports that in a very small study, scientists seem to have done just that. The study, led by a geneticist at UCLA, involved just 9 volunteers. Originally, the study was looking at ways to improve the health of the thymus gland, which is part of the immune system. The volunteers were given a growth hormone and 2 diabetes drugs. 1 year later, the volunteers were checked using DNA tests that measure the aging process. All 9 volunteers showed signs of age reversal. Researchers stressed this was a very small test and there was no control group. But still, one can't help but wonder if these scientists may have just stumbled upon a path to the fountain of youth. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Joy Piazza. Fox News.
Wendy's is taking its breakfast menu nationwide in 2020 and will hire 20,000 new employees to support the morning meal, company announced yesterday. Fast food chain, which has been a holdout in the breakfast area among major national chains, currently has breakfast in 300-plus restaurants. Items on Wendy's breakfast menu include the Breakfast Baconator, Frosty Chino, and honey butter chicken biscuit. Wendy's. Major stock indices.
You just did an ad for Wendy's.
I sure did. Major stock indices turned in a mixed finish on Wall Street Monday as large companies gave up early gains, but smaller companies rose broadly. Now, the S&P ended up pretty much where it started Monday, while measures of small company stocks climbed. Small company stocks have lagged the rest of the market this year, but investors are taking a shine to them now, in hopes that they'll be better insulated from the U.S.-China trade war than large multinationals. So the Dow climbed 38 points. As I said, S&P pretty much flat. The NASDAQ closed down by 15 points. Consumer borrowing surged in July at its fastest pace since late 2017, driven by a big jump in credit card use. Federal Reserve says overall consumer borrowing increased by $23.3 billion in July, after a $13.8 billion advance in June.
Not everybody's taking vacations.
Yeah, it's the biggest monthly gain since the $29.9 billion jump in November of 2017. 8:51 now, Steve and Ted. And then taking a look at business news, Textron Aviation has committed $300,000 in financial support to the Division of Diversity and Community Engagement at Wichita State University. The company and school said in a press release Monday that the funding will make the manufacturer the exclusive sponsor of 4 of the division's programs for the next 3 years. Those programs are Tenacious 10, No Veteran Left Behind, Community Engagement Ambassadors, and Applied Learning and Partnership Development. Of course, we've been keeping an eye on what's going on with the 737 MAX since that has been grounded and the impact that it's had. But what if the MAX could come back here in the next few weeks? What kind of impact would it have going into the holiday season? Well, a Wichita airline researcher says consumers could cash in potential savings on ticket prices. Dean Headley, Wichita State University. He's an emeritus professor of marketing. Also, Dean's the co-author of that annual airline quality rating report. Dean Headley says the airline system, as of now, has largely factored the grounded MAX out of the equation. But if Boeing was able to hit its target of having regulators clear the jet earlier in the fourth quarter and airlines could operate them again before the end of the year, those carriers are going to have extra seats suddenly that they'll need to sell. That's a business news from the Wichita Business Journal this morning. I'm going to share this story. A bottle containing four $1 bills, a couple of notes, and a man's ashes is back on its journey, returning to the sea after making a brief stop at a coastal community in Florida's Panhandle. The bottle carries the ashes of a 39-year-old Florida man who died earlier this year and whose family wanted to give him an adventure. After he's dead, the bottle began drifting off the shore of Destin, Florida.
I'm late for that.
Before washing ashore 20 miles down the coast. It was turned in to the Walton County Sheriff's Office. That's when Sergeant Paula Pendleton got a hold of it and read the notes in the bottle from the man's mother and his daughter. Pendleton lost her husband last year, and she was touched. Now, Friday, a friend with a boat took the bottle far into the Gulf to let it continue its journey.
Ah.
Well, he washed ashore one time. Now he's back floating to the south.
Floating out there until it's ingested by some
mangy shark.
Some leviathan, yeah.
Well, today is National TV Dinner Day.
Ooh.
Yeah. 1953, C.A. Swanson and Sons changed the prepackaged meal business forever, introducing the TV dinner, which revolutionized frozen food.
Yeah. People were eating their dinners in front of the television all of a sudden, and Swanson's figured it out.
Had these things called TV trays. I have four of them in my house right now.
Never liked the TV tray. Rickety.
It always
to me, it seemed like it would make things more awkward.
We had it when I was growing up. Mom and Dad had
some. Oh, we did too.
It's a great photo of, remember the photo of Ronald and Nancy Reagan? They're in the White House, and they're both, they've got their slippers on, and they're sitting behind TV trays watching TV and eating their dinner. Anyway. The first Swanson TV dinner consisted of the Thanksgiving meal.
Oh, it wasn't the Hungry Man?
No, okay. Turkey combined cornbread dressing, peas, and sweet potatoes.
Oh, okay.
And the original tray was made of aluminum, and each food item had separate compartments. And you heated it up in the oven, like you do with the microwave dinners now. But,
right.
Back then,
you had to wait 55 minutes.
You had to wait a while, but I remember eating them as a kid.
Now, TV dinner going,
My mom, she wasn't really big on them, but every now and then, she'd get a little lazy and just haul out four or five of them and say, hey, that's what you're having tonight, whether you like it or not.
End up with the Hungry Man.
TV tray. Coming up at 9 o'clock this morning, Congress returns after the summer recess. That's coming up from the news at 9. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, and news updates all day. Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita.
Since 1984, Mel.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.